Welcome to Snooze with Sam. If you enjoy these stories, I'd love if you supported me by becoming a patron. Here you can get early access to every story, among many other benefits. You can find the link in the description. Whatever kind of day you've had, and whatever you're going through, let's be grateful for everything we have, even and especially the small and simple things. Right now, I'd like you to get comfortable and relax your mind. Tomorrow is a new day. So as always, lie back, take a deep breath, and enjoy this story. This story is called The Kite. Sometimes it's the simplest sights which evoke the most emotion. A soaring bird high in the sky. A colourful firework at a New Year celebration. Cruising aeroplane contrails in its wake. An open lake on a summer's day, inviting you to swim. Or in this case, a lone colourful kite. Flying high up in the sky, streamers hanging loose behind it. The azure sky shines brightly as the backdrop, making the little kite pop. Flowing from side to side, dangling from its string, it appears almost as though it's floating about in water, flapping its tail like a fish, but always returning to the same spot. below the kite, hundreds of feet down the flexing bowing string, is you. With a reel of cotton string clasped in both hands, you feed it out and wind it in, changing the kite's pitch and direction. Sending it left, right, up and down. Stalling it, making it soar upwards, taking all the slack out of the string. Stepping into a run, you tow the kite behind you, the resistance tensing your arm. Such a simple pleasure, so it is, to be alone on this sunny beach with your kite. An equilateral rhomboid. Your kite is an impressive shape dangling in space. From left to right, great stripes of colour span vertically. First purple, then blue, green, yellow, orange and red. Each colour glows brightly with the sunlight behind. Like a stained glass window of a church. In each direction from where you stand, the white sandy beaches of North Uist stretch for mile after mile after mile. Aside from little oyster catchers and ringed plovers pottering around in dried seaweed, and the odd soaring seagull circling high above your kite, There is nothing else around but you. There are almost perfectly straight lines separating the sky from distant sea. And from the distant sea to the sand beneath your bare feet. Like contemporary minimalist artwork, just two areas of blue, one vast sky, one thin ocean, and bordered by expansive, white, bleached grains of lovely warm sand. Behind you, little sand dunes rocked with wild, spiky seagrass act as a windbreak from the coastal gales. There being nothing but flat sands to break the steady rush of sea air. You want to climb to the top of the dune to get a better view. As you near the base of the grainy hill, you dodge little pebbles and dried seaweed, partially hidden by the sand, to avoid a spiked barefoot. As much as you love the feeling of the individual grains wiggling their way through your toes, there's nothing too pleasant about a piece of shell or sun-baked weed jagging into the ball of your foot. With one big step, you sink your left foot into the dune. Watching your whole foot disappear below the surface of the sand. Moving to your right, you feel the ground shift beneath you like a fluid, this will be a tough little climb, you suppose. Digging in a little deeper, you push and wade your way through the sand up the hill. Using tufts of seagrass to help you gain traction. Scrambling up the steep slope reminds you of when you were young. When every journey had the possibility of being undertaken in bare feet. You would ignore instruction to put on your shoes. Nothing fazed you as exploration was at the forefront of your agenda. Curiosity led the way, with many lessons learned in its wake. Maybe we lose a little too much of that as an adult. Perhaps we should all value these opportunities a little more than we do. Times to play, like when we were a child. Kicking sand about in great plumes. Jumping in puddles just so you can make a big splash. The satisfaction of getting your welly boots all muddy just to clean them off in a river or a pond. Building sand castles on the beach. Spending hours creating enormous structures just so the tide can come in and wash it all away. Just just enjoying the satisfaction of the simple things. Well, from this moment onwards, you promise yourself you will. Standing on the summit of the dune, the sea has grown in size. It now takes up more of the horizon. The little waves now having more definition and motion. It may only be a few feet from sea level, but you feel on top of the world. You smile, reliving your childhood memories. Just as your little kite flies above your head.